This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're going into the third hour of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And you were telling us about some horrible developments in Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, it's not just Massachusetts where we're seeing some restrictions being re-increased, tightened up.
Yep.
It's happening in France, in the UK, in other countries. There's other states, New York State also, telling people that they have to quarantine if they come in from another state, or they have to be at the very least tested for COVID-19 within 3 days of arrival. But in Massachusetts, just to give you an example of some of the restrictions they're putting into place, it is Governor Charlie Baker who says, "Our message here is very simple." This, by the way, according to CBS in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
"We can't afford to continue what we're doing. We want to do everything in our power to avoid reverting back to phase one or phase two of our reopening plan, but that requires us all to step up and make some changes." Unquote. The limit for indoor gatherings now at private homes has been reduced to just 10 people. The outdoor gathering limit is now set at 25. Indoor and outdoor events at homes or event venues must end by 9:30 p.m. Also, they're closing restaurants and all entertainment venues, facilities,
they
theaters.
They really do think this stuff spreads at night, don't they?
Outside of... You know, there's no, like, tanks and, you know, military-clad dudes with guns running through the streets. What about this isn't martial law?
Well, martial law is law enforced by the military, so the fact that it's not law enforced by the military means that it's not martial law. Martial means...
It's just a police state.
Okay.
Massachusetts is also updating its face covering order to require everyone above the age of 5 years old to wear a face covering in public, even if social distancing can be maintained. So the old rule was that you could go for a walk without using a mask as long as you were walking at least 6 feet away from everybody else. Now they're just saying, nope, now you got to wear a mask no matter where you are. Outdoors, indoors, public, private, you know, maybe you could take the mask off in your home.
Well, my days of staying out of Massachusetts are definitely coming to a middle.
We can talk more about that in just a bit, but first let's go to Joe in Grand Rapids. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, there you are.
My governor in Michigan just... in a roundabout way, even though she was slapped down a couple weeks ago, added some new restrictions.
Oh, really? What's going on with
the state health department?
What's going on with Gretchen?
Well, now if you're going to go into a restaurant, you have to show ID, give your name.
You have to show ID?
Yeah, they're wanting ID, name, phone number, address, all this crap. I'm not sure how this is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But
it's the restaurants who are violating your right to privacy. See, so the government isn't doing it.
They're violating the restaurants' right not to violate yours.
Yeah, they're blackmailing the restaurants. They're gonna, we'll pull your business licenses, this kind of stuff. And
it's crazy, isn't it?
And not a single one of them, almost none of them, will have the balls to actually refuse it. Almost none of them.
Well, it's like. I feel sorry for the businesses. I work out at home. My gym, they have to wear. I'm not wearing a mask when I'm trying to work out, dude.
Hell no.
Sorry. Cancel my membership and I'll just do it at home. I'll walk around the block, whatever. But I'm not doing it. And people are not gonna, here's my license. Take all my personal info down just so I can eat a meal.
Right. It's ridiculous.
And, we're one step away. I mean, seriously, it seems like we're one step away from, you know, 1930s, you know, or Germany, where you got to walk around papers, you know, it'll probably get that way. I guess
you've had to walk around with papers. They called, you know, driver's licenses or whatever,
state ID and all that. Yeah.
But yeah, now it's worse than it's ever been. And I definitely share your concerns. And in these restaurants, now it's just more work. It's more busy work for these people. Like if it were actually busy, right? And it's not because the numbers are down. The more work these people have to do, now they got to collect names. Now they got to collect phone numbers. Now with every customer that walks through the door, they have more hoops to jump through. Here in New Hampshire, they're telling business owners that run convenience stores that they're not even allowed to let their customers take their own coffee cups anymore. So now the clerk has to do more work because if you want a cup of coffee, you then have to wait in line to get to the clerk and then ask for a cup. Then you can go and pour your own cup of coffee. So it takes extra time.
But the real question is, are you ready to fight back yet? I mean, I've been waiting for somebody to start the boogaloo, because it's about bleeding time, you know. That I mean, we don't have that many rights left. The next thing, I mean, if they're going to take any more rights, all they can do is come and take our guns. They've already got the rest of our rights. They've already got my gun rights.
They're taking our speech away from us. You know, I posted a video this morning on the Facebook. From a journalist I follow on YouTube. She's not extreme. She's English. She used to work for the BBC. Mm-hmm. She's interviewing a doctor, and he had some minor disagreements with what's going on in the UK with their government. Immediately after I hit share, it got flagged by their, you know, whatever fact checkers or whatever.
The thought police, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you got an opinion, they're going to have what it is. The government has, this is a story. Big business is going to get in line with them, and anybody that doesn't fall in line, they're going to shut you down.
Yep.
You know?
It's over. Yeah. And
so would you support secession if your state was talking about seceding?
Yeah, 100%, man. I was just talking to my buddy about this the other day. The free states would have to build a wall to keep the – because the commie states, they'd start cannibalizing each other within a few months. But I don't know if Michigan, we're one of them swing states where you never know which way it's going to blow. But I would definitely move somewhere, you know, if it came to that point where, you know,
it may come to that point.
Have you considered New Hampshire? Because there is a secession movement afoot here. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
It needs work. We need help.
Well, yeah, we do need help.
We need numbers.
You know, I mean, there aren't enough libertarians in America to make all of America free by any stretch of the imagination. But there are enough libertarians in America to make New Hampshire free. There's only 1.5 million people here. That means 1 million voters.
Not even a million
voters. Certainly not 1 million votes cast. I think there might be 1 million potential voters.
What do you say, Joe?
I think too many Americans are caught up in this, like, tribalism. You know, I'm going to vote for my guy, even though he's, you know, his policies are garbage, and, you know, it actually hurts me. You know, if your economy's in the toilet, man, you can't do all the little fancy programs these politicians promise. You got to get the economy right, and everything else will fall in line. And right now, it seems like they're trying to crush us. They're trying to crush the economy.
It certainly does. You hit the nail on the head, Joe.
I think they literally are, and I think there's a number of reasons for it, but they have more power when people are poor, is the long and short of it. When people have money, they don't feel like they need the government.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks a lot.
By the way, New Hampshire vote totals in 2016, the presidential election, you're looking at a roughly 700,000 votes cast.
Interesting.
So about half the population.
I would like to just point out this other article via the New York Times. It says, how are Americans catching the virus? Increasingly, quote, they have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even know if it's actually airborne or not. So this whole, like...
And how would you know where you caught it from anyway, or in what circumstance?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Oh, he caught it at this restaurant. Yeah, you don't know where he caught it. Maybe it was knocking boots with a drug-addicted hooker in the alley and not telling you about it.
Again. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you'd like to weigh in, we've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
He mooses the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live, your favorite call-in talk radio program, where you can dial in and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and Mark got some great kilts from sportkilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing sports kilts, particular form of freedom, at kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts with an S, freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. Set those puppies free. It's good philosophy.
Do you think up kilt pictures are a thing?
Oh, I wonder. I wonder if there's, like, perverted ladies going around with, like, cameras on their feet. Shoes. Yeah, you know. They're trying to get up kilt photos. Do we have any, are we on air in Scotland? I mean, I know we're on the internet, but, like, you know, do we have any Scottish callers?
Actually, we used to have a cabbie call in with a heavy Scottish accent. I don't know if he was in Scotland per se, but he was over in the UK somewhere.
Yeah. Interesting. It would be interesting to find out. So we were talking about the measures in sort of the Massachusetts area.
Yeah, things are getting worse there. They're restricting indoor gatherings down to 10 people, outdoor gathering limit at 25. All restaurants, casinos, entertainment venues, facilities, theaters all have to close by 9:30 p.m. And the governor had this to say. Oh, and the face covering requirement that they already had is now becoming more stringent. Where,
how can you do more than require a face mask?
Well, there was an exemption previously if so-called social distancing could be maintained, meaning that if you're in a park, you know, and you're more than 6 feet away from other people, they say you could take the mask off. Now, no more of that in Massachusetts. Now you have to have a mask on at all times, anytime you are in so-called public. So in a business that's open to the public, on a public sidewalk, in a public park, basically anywhere they're saying...
You're camping?
Anywhere they're saying out in public you will need to have a mask on. In Massachusetts, now here's what the governor had to say.
I'm sorry,
about it.
I believe it's now pronounced Massachusetts.
It was and is. The governor, Baker, said this. Now, see if you can make heads or tails of this legal-sounding statement.
Okay.
Quote, "The mask requirement remains what I would describe as guidance."
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
No, if it's a requirement, it's not guidance.
But the difference here is we're eliminating the 6-foot spread. We're basically saying if you go out in public, wear a mask, said Baker. And that's how I felt about it. The word requirement, I generally don't associate with the word guidance. Right. However, in all of the government, these orders that are being issued by governors, they almost always talk about guidance. They're always couching these so-called requirements in the terms of this is the guidance on COVID. Here's the guidance on how you open a restaurant.
When I was in grade school, I didn't go see the requirements counselor.
Right.
I saw the guidance counselor.
Yeah. Well, right. And another good example of guidance is like, you know, if you're climbing up a mountain or, you know, some sort of rocky trail, there may be like a line that you could hold on to, right? If you need a guiding line to get you to where you're going to. Or you could try to do it without the line and, you know, see how you do. It's up to you whether you need that guidance or not. But in the legal, you know, spectrum that we've seen so far this year, the term is used interchangeably with orders and requirements, and I think it's all very confusing, and I think it's purposely confusing, and I think most people, they just go ahead and presume that these are requirements because that's the way they're talked about.
Yeah, if you're lost in the woods and you need guidance, you usually turn to your compass or some other form of direction, because humans will actually travel in a circle. By nature of humans, like if you're lost in the forest or whatever, and you don't know which way to go because you've never been there before and you can't find the trail or whatever,
right?
So you need some sort of guidance. That's a whole different terminology than the word requirement.
It is.
Whole different, I mean, whole different meaning. They're not even in the same ballpark.
Has anyone actually challenged this, though? Has anyone gone out there and, you know, gotten a ticket for not wearing a mask?
No,
and
when,
then gone
when your masters from up on high speak to you, you obey.
That's the problem.
Well, they're not
here.
Giving any tickets. I mean, I've never put on, I've put on a mask
three
times to go to the bank.
They're not giving them here. They're definitely giving tickets in other places. A guy named Catman, who we both know, received a ticket out in California.
Really? I hope he fights that, because I'm pretty sure
he tried to fight it.
Unenforceable.
And here's what happened. According to Catman, he called me when he tried to fight it, nobody, and here's what they told him. They called him the day before the trial was scheduled and said, "We're canceling your trial. We found you guilty of what you did, and you owe twice the fine."
Wow.
That's what he claimed happened. Now, I don't have proof that that's what happened, but that's what he told
me.
Wow. I do
have
to ask.
That could work out for them well in court, because that's not how any of this works.
Off topic. But how's he going to go to court? He needs to hire an attorney now if he wants to force them back into court.
Off topic. Just because of the dude's name, I have to wonder if Catman has ever been to Kathmandu.
Spelled differently.
Either way. It'd be even funnier if he was.
Catmandu, what Catmandu.
They've been giving out tickets.
That's just how we do.
In Miami as well, there's a special squad of cops that are designated to go around and give people social distancing tickets and mask tickets. So, yes, they are definitely writing tickets in some jurisdictions, but here in
the
New Hampshire.
The COVID cops?
Yes. Here in New Hampshire, there has been one ticketing, but not for masks that we know of, and that was a karaoke lounge that was ticketed, or a bar that has karaoke, was ticketed for a $2,000 fine for breaking the so-called guidance on how to run a restaurant.
Wow.
It's UGLI.
Here's one more quote for you from the Baker guy from Massachusetts. Quote, Baker says, however, despite all these restrictions that they're talking about, every business has to close 9:30, all these other restrictions, he says, it's critical not to shut down the economy or schools. Quote, what we should not do to deal with these trends is shut down our economy or close our schools to deal with this. Schools are not spreaders here or anywhere else.
What did Orwell call that? Doublespeak?
Yeah. It's been proven now over and over and over again by real life experience and longitudinal studies. So what he's saying on one hand is that business is too dangerous. We can't have people doing business, but you can send your kids to the government school. Everything's fine there.
And you can't shut down the economy, just shut down the businesses, which is makes me wonder if he knows what
the economy
is made out of.
Yeah.
What the word even means. It wouldn't surprise me if politicians had no idea what half of the definitions of the words they use are. We know just from watching things like presidential speeches that they've gone from off the cuff to highly produced. And this is one of my beefs about politicians in general, is that when they do give speeches, particularly presidents and things of that nature, look for the teleprompter, because it's right there, right? Somebody has written the speech for him. It's not him giving the speech. It's all right there on the teleprompter. He's been put into makeup and wardrobe, and he's appearing on stage for that very reason, as if he were a television production.
Yep.
855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doing his best to keep Michigan red, telling a sold-out crowd in Traverse City. Former Vice President Joe Biden sold out Michigan's workers.
He sold you out. That's one of the reasons when they send over a car, they charge us 35% tax. We charge them nothing. But those days have changed. We changed that.
With voters heading to the polls on Tuesday, President Trump also says,
Biden is the living embodiment of the decrepit and depraved political crash that got rich, bleeding America dry. And you know what happened. Look, there haven't been too many states that have been affected like you've been affected.
A change of the calendar doing the Dow some good. The Dow finishing up 423 points to finish the day at 26,925. You're listening to USA Radio News. General Mally Dillon, Joe Biden's campaign manager, said on Monday there is no scenario where President Trump will be able to legitimately claim victory on Tuesday. O'Malley Dillon also saying the campaign is feeling good about where they stand. A busy day for Biden on Monday as he's spending part of his day in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, Ohio, Biden said,
and last night Trump said he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Isn't that wonderful? I got a better idea. Elect me and I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci. And we're going to fire Donald Trump.
On Sunday evening, the president reacting to the crowd's chant of fire Fauci in Florida, the president responding, don't tell anybody, but let me wait a little until after the election. Kyle Rittenhouse, a man charged with killing two rioters and looters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had his bail set on Monday at $2 million. Rittenhouse appearing in court virtually after being extradited Friday from Illinois. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Like the man said, yeah. That's right. It is Free Talk Live.
You've heard this before?
I never. I may have even played this live at Forkfest this past year. It's possible. We don't know. There's very few records of said event, so, you know, the world may never know. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And you got Ian.
And nobody.
And speaking of Forkfest, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for Forkfest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Forkfest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. So we were talking about Massachusetts, or Massachusetts, I guess they should be called now. Mm-hmm. And so there's some other news coming out of New York?
I mean, there's plenty of news coming out of a lot of places. Also, in other news from Massachusetts, there have been something like 3 dozen towns that have gone all the way back to what they call level one or tier
one. Phase one or whatever.
The initial crackdown where so-called non-essential businesses have to close and all that.
It puts the mask on its skin or else it gets phase one again.
It's coming right back. New York Post reporting about New York, the state. So this is not New York City, but the state of New York. According to the governor there, most people who visit New York will have to quarantine for 3 days and then prove they are negative for COVID-19 before they are, quote, free to go about their business.
Wait, just visiting?
Just visiting New York, the strict new mandate, which exempts New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania residents, so the three states that connect directly to New York are the only ones that are exempt. And it eliminates the governor's quarantine advisory list, which restricted travel from over 40 coronavirus hotspots across the country. Now they're just restricting it from everywhere except for New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Now travelers must show proof of a negative test taken within 3 days of arriving in the Empire State and must also quarantine for 3 more days and get a new COVID-19 test on the 4th. So
that chance, buddy.
Well, they're going to try to find you if you, let's say, are going. I'm just going to guess here, right? Because they need to. They're not going to be stopping people.
They're not going to find me in New York.
Plus, I'm saying, if you're going to New York, then they're going to try to find you.
Right.
So they're not yet going to be setting up checkpoints, I don't think, at the like the state roads or whatever that are coming into the state. But that's probably coming. I mean, that's not happening now, but there's no reason why that won't be happening in a month from now.
If you got license plates from anywhere outside that was three exempt states,
that could be something
that's
going to
happen.
That could give them probable cause in their mind to stop you. But also, I guarantee you, if you're checking in at a hotel, that's going to be the crux of where they are going to focus their efforts to crack down on
this. What about truckers? Truckers come from out of state from all over the freaking
place.
Well,
now, that's a good question. Is it considered visiting New York if you're just passing through?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. I came in and I'm instantly leaving. I'm not visiting. I want to go.
Don't get out of the truck.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It reminds me of some great words by Frederick Douglass, escaped slave orator. He said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact nature of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted either with words or with blows or with both." Frederick Douglass.
It's a great quote. So if you test positive for COVID-19, you must isolate for 2 weeks, according to the governor at his press briefing. Quote, 4 days plus 3 days is 7 days, and that's basically, by all probability, the incubation period, said Cuomo as he announced 2,049 new cases across the state and 8 deaths reported yesterday. Quote, there will be no metrics. There will be one rule that applies across the country. Anyone who refuses to be tested must quarantine for 14 days.
Wait. Repeat that again. Across the country?
Everyone except for New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania residents.
Okay. All right.
Well, not across the country. He intends to apply it in New York,
To anybody
to people from across
the country. Right.
New Yorkers who return home within a day of leaving must take a test within 4 days of their arrival. So if you go away for less than a day, so you walk, go to, I don't know, somewhere else besides New Jersey, I guess, and you come back, then you have to take a test within 4 days. If you're gone for longer than 24 hours, then the new rules apply, which means you have to take a test within 3 days.
What happens at the airport?
I suspect they're going to get your information.
I mean, New York City has a very large airport. Does it not?
I think they have more than one.
So LaGuardia and Kennedy, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, people fly all over the place for all sorts of things, including international travel. That's got to be a hot spot for connecting flights.
I suspect connecting flights will probably be left alone. I think their intention is only if you intend to stay in within the bounds
okay,
of New York
State. Then, you know, your connecting flight, you missed your connecting flight, or the flight is otherwise canceled for weather or something like that.
Things have been a little sticky.
And now you have to stay in New York for a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, again, you've got 3 days to take the test, so if you refuse to test, they're going to quarantine you for 14 days. Presumably that may be against your will. It's not real clear.
Right, but what if your connecting flight leaves in 2 days?
You probably are okay. But that's not legal advice. That's just me speculating based on what I've read here.
It's going to get ugly.
This is bad. This is very bad.
And we know that monkey see, monkey do applies in the United States of America, at least traditionally.
Monkeys are that way everywhere.
Politicians. Politicians see, politician do.
But I repeat myself.
And I do, too, to some
imagine
extent.
Imagine that I'm an idiot. And imagine that I'm a member of Congress. But I repeat myself.
Imagine half the people you know and realize that half of them are below average.
Yep.
So how'd you like to hear about Thanksgiving?
Which year?
This year. There's restrictions.
You can see into the future?
California has a plan for you.
I've heard something about this. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've heard that the restrictions for Thanksgiving are more restrictive than the restrictions for having a funeral. Mm-hmm. And so people have said this. I'm not having Thanksgiving. I'm just having a funeral for the turkey. Everybody come on and pay your respects.
It's your funeral.
But yes, let's hear about the draconian Thanksgiving being imposed upon Californians this year.
Yeah, in case you think this is a joke, it's from Newsweek.com. This is not The Onion. This is not Babylon Bee. But here's what the governor there, California Gavin, Governor Gavin Newsom said. Quote, gatherings are defined as social situations that bring together people from different households at the same time in a single space or place. When people from different households mix, this increases the risk of transmission of COVID-19, according to the California Department of Public Health. Therefore, all gatherings must include no more than 3 households, including hosts and guests, and must be held outdoors, lasting for 2 hours or less.
I really wish I knew what these idiots were really trying to accomplish by this.
The longer the duration of the gathering, the risk of transmission increases, said the statement. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized.
Oh, they're not
going to
make me pee on the lawn. How nice.
Well, they also want to make sure you go in and frequently sanitize. So there needs to be somebody working the Thanksgiving restroom attendant job.
I'm going to call this something. I'm going to call it the No Thanksgiving.
Sorry, more coming up.
Hmm.
They are a little bit late there with the music. Not sure what's going on at our...
Choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Into the final segment of tonight's program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We might have enough time to get you on if you would like to call. This is Free Talk Live. I am your host tonight. It's the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
We were talking about what I'm calling no Thanksgiving because... No thanks. I don't want any part of your
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, your restrictions over my celebration. Now, I mean, I'm not a Thanksgiving kind of guy. I mean, I like eating, obviously, but like, you know, Thanksgiving is a holiday. I, you know, whatever, it's fine. You know, if you want to celebrate,
it's one of the better holidays, honestly.
It really is, because there's like not a lot of folks like either trying to shove politics or religion down your throat. You know,
it's just about eating.
Yeah,
thanking people for things.
Yeah. So with that regard, it's fine. But apparently, no more.
Yeah, no thanks to the government gang here. California has come out with their recommendations, guidelines, mandates, whatever.
California?
You know, rules that they're saying here. So this is from the California Department of Public Health. They're calling them safety guidelines for all private gatherings that also are being referred to as strict restrictions here. So presumably it will be a misdemeanor crime if you are caught violating these restrictions.
Okay, hold that thought for just a minute, because I have to say thank you to Liberty is Life. They are our amplifier today. They are a silver level amplifier. If you would like to be an amplifier of this program, that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, you can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up over there. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more, obviously. There are some little perks for that if you sign up. And what the money goes to is getting us on more radio stations. We're currently on around 190 stations nationwide. We could be on more. We could be on 200, 250, even 300. It's all up to you. Go visit amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you to Liberty is Life. We appreciate your contribution.
So in addition to saying that all these Thanksgiving gatherings must include no more than 3 households and must be held outdoors lasting for 2 hours or less, so telling you how long you can hang out with the limited number of friends they might allow you to see, you might think for a moment that, okay, well, at least we can hang out with these 3 households.
Okay.
Well, there's a few restrictions on how you can hang out with them, according to this.
What?
So in addition to being forced to be held outside, you are allowed only to go inside to use the restroom as long as it's frequently sanitized.
Wait. So there are parts of Northern California. This is statewide?
Statewide.
There are parts of Northern California. Cold. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
You got to have a cold-ass Thanksgiving outdoors.
Make sure you rent one of those party tents, too, so you can make sure that if it gets rained on, that your Thanksgiving won't get rained on. So, like, you know, if it's not a nice day for the weather.
Yeah, because Northern Cal might, you know, has the same type of weather as the Pacific Northwest, right? Thereabouts, at least in parts of it.
You can get one of those party tents for, like, what, $1,500? That's what everybody wants to spend on Thanksgiving. The new rules state that those at a gathering, quote, may remove their face coverings briefly to eat or drink as long as they stay at least 6 feet away from everyone outside their own household and put their face covering back on as soon as they are done with the activity. Now, we know that they were also telling people in California that they had to, while eating just generally at a restaurant, they had to, like, lift the face covering while they're chewing
their food.
Take a bite
and then put it back on.
Yeah. The latest guidelines
add... That reminds me of The Handmaid's Tale. You have to keep your face covered.
The guidelines add, quote, face coverings can also be removed to meet urgent medical needs. For example, to use an asthma inhaler, take medication, or if feeling lightheaded, you know, because you haven't had enough oxygen,
for example.
The existing face covering rules set out by the CDPH, the health department there, also apply, which state everyone must wear face coverings in, quote, high-risk situations, including in outdoor public spaces, when maintaining a 6-foot distance from those outside of your household is not feasible. Singing, chanting, and shouting are, quote, strongly discouraged because they, quote, pose a very high risk of COVID-19 transmission. Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increases the risk of COVID-19 transmission because these activities increase the release of respiratory droplets and fine aerosols into the air. So they're discouraging that.
Not to mention the food particles you're going to leave in your mask after you lift it up, take a bite, lift it down, lift it up, take a bite, lift it down, whatever it is you're doing.
Those who participate in these activities should, quote, do so quietly at or below the volume of a normal speaking voice and wear a face covering.
they're regulating decibel levels, yes, of your Thanksgiving party?
And wear a face covering while engaged in the activity, the statement said. Those who sing, chant, or shout are also strongly encouraged to keep a physical distance of more than 6 feet to further reduce the risk of spreading infection.
Okay, look, I know this from being a musician. I know that if you're being too loud and your neighbors call the cops, that depending on the jurisdiction, they will send somebody with a dB meter. That's a decibel meter, for those of you who don't know, that measures how loud you actually are. And there's certain places where the laws are like, well, it has to drop this many dB within this many feet of your structure, etc. and so on. So are they going to measure this with a dB meter? Are they going to go around policing people's Thanksgiving
with
a decibel meter? Oh, you're too loud. And if they are, what are they going to do?
And, well, they are saying it's, quote, strongly discouraged. So what does that mean? I don't know if that means the cops come and start busting your heads to strongly discourage people, or if they'll just
that
release
would be discouraging.
The dogs. But you mentioned musicians, Captain. That's actually the next paragraph. Musicians are allowed at gatherings. However, they must be from one of the 3 households. So if you wanted to actually hire someone who can play.
So unless you're the Partridge Family.
Right. The playing of any wind instruments, those that are played by mouth, such as trumpet or clarinet, is, quote, strongly discouraged, unquote, according to the statement. The space for the gathering must be large enough to allow guests to maintain a physical distance of it. Remember, this is outdoors. They say you must maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet from those who are not in their household at all times. Quote, seating must provide at least 6 feet of distance in all directions, front to back and side to side. So an entire 6-foot radius around you.
I mean, like, what about apartment dwellers? Right?
You have to eat outside.
What? So if you live in an apartment or a condo, you just can't have Thanksgiving?
My life like that.
Say that again. Sorry.
If you live in an apartment or a condo, you can't have Thanksgiving?
You can have it outside.
What if you don't have a yard?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Of any kind, right? Yeah. High-rise apartment buildings, these exist in California.
You can go to the park with everyone else and make sure you bring a nice tent. Protect yourself.
Also, if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like if you are going to have a Thanksgiving outdoors and follow all of these restrictions...
You're an idiot.
Well, of course. But, well, you live in California, so you repeat yourself. But it sounds to me like it says limit of three households.
That's right.
To me like the three households have to be separated from each other.
Correct.
At the party.
That's exactly what they're saying. So if you and I are from the same household, Captain, we can sit within a 6-foot radius of one another. But if nobody's from a different household, he has to be at least six feet away and wear a mask.
Wow.
Okay, a little more.
Wow.
As much as possible, all food and drink should be served in disposable containers, according to this. And I just lost my place. But, you know, normally in Thanksgiving, you know, part of the fun is to wash the dishes afterwards, right?
Like, a lot of people have their fine china or their good dishes use on the holidays, right? Yeah.
But then, you know, after the fact, the men go in and they wash the dishes, right? And the ladies made the food. And none of that's allowed anymore.
The ladies sit around, watch football, and scratch themselves?
You can't get into, the same kitchen, I'm sure, with anybody else, right? Because they're not going to allow the different families to sit together. They're certainly not going to allow the different ladies to cook together, right? Because that's what the ladies like to do. They like to get in and they share, their tricks and their recipes and things like that. So all food and drink should be served in disposable containers, while self-serve communal containers and other shared items should not be used at the gathering. So, you normally let go, and I can't believe we're even talking about this, but this is actually what they're saying. You would normally go and, scoop your own sweet potatoes onto your plate.
Right, yeah.
That would be a, quote, self-serve communal container, not allowed.
Well, what about those, little mini kegs of beer that you get at the grocery store?
That's a self-serve communal container. You have to bring your own keg for your own household.
But that's still a self-serve communal container.
That's true. A place for washing hands or hand sanitizer must be available for use at the gathering, and all attendees should wash their hands or use hand sanitizer frequently. Just constantly washing their hands, sanitizing.
I guess you could overpressurize the keg and just spray everybody down with beer.
Well, you could.
This thing kills a fraction of the... of a percent of the people who get it.
That's your insane California Thanksgiving.
I wasn't that scared when AIDS was new.
I am flabbergasted.
And I was getting a lot of tail then.
My flabber is officially gasted. I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what to say about this no Thanksgiving.
Don't you want to be safe?
If you're in California, please, if you're of the freedom mind, GTFO, consider coming to New Hampshire. That's all we have for tonight, guys.
It's stupid here, too, but not that bad.
Yeah, the stupid isn't nearly that thick.
This has been Free Talk Live. Good night.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.